From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. A little over a week ago, filmmaker James Cameron came back from a submarine trip to the Mariana Trench, and he said this about it. It was a very desolate place, isolated, like visiting another planet.
That illustrates the challenge of trips to the deepest parts of the ocean. But next year, an Australian company plans to start mining metal from the seafloor. If all goes as planned, they will bring copper, gold, silver, and zinc up from the depths off the coast of Papua New Guinea. NPR's Richard Harris reports this pioneering effort will target a natural hot spring that is an oasis for marine life.
People have thought about mining the seafloor's mineral wealth for many decades, and now a combination of high metal prices and sophisticated technology is making that possible. Nautilus Minerals of Australia has a license from Papua New Guinea to mine a site the size of 21 football fields for its rich deposits of copper, gold, silver, and zinc. Those minerals are found in very high concentrations because a natural hot spring on the seafloor has been laying them down for thousands of years. Samantha Smith, the vice president for corporate responsibility at the company, says it's an operation that involves remotely piloted vehicles prowling around a mile under the surface.
You have two machines that cut, and they do different types of cuts. And then you've got a third machine that goes along and then effectively sucks the material up from the seafloor.
The material is drawn into a long pipe like what's used in deep-sea oil drilling. The riser pipe brings this slurry to ships on the surface. The mineral-rich material is hauled to shore, and the water it came up with is filtered and pumped back to the seafloor. That way it doesn't harm tuna, which swim closer to the surface. And if it seems like a hassle to do all this offshore, she says, think of the alternative, mining on land.
You've got to dig a big hole in the ground to get to the ore body, and you might even have to remove a mountain and then dig a big hole in the ground to get to the ore body.
Offshore, you aren't forcing people off their land to dig mines, and you aren't contaminating rivers and streams.
There's a potential environmental advantage, and really that's where the industry got a kickstart.
But the same natural hot springs that have deposited all that mineral wealth on the seafloor also support marine life. Cindy Vandover, a marine biologist at Duke University, says the dominant animals at this site are marine snails.
To a biologist especially, they're beautiful. They have symbiotic bacteria that live inside their gills, and those bacteria supply the food energy that drives a community of animals that live there. In an otherwise relatively depauperate deep sea, these habitats are generally pretty rich oases of life.
Vandover is among the scientists that Nautilus Minerals has been consulting in its attempt to limit the environmental damage. She says you can think of mining as a very aggressive experiment. What happens when you carve away the natural chimneys made of these minerals and grind down the surrounding rock?
We know these systems are often exposed to disturbances. The chimneys fall down, there are volcanic eruptions in some places, and so the animals are adapted to recolonizing new spaces fairly quickly, we think.
It's possible the marine life will be back in a year, she says, or not. The company will leave some parts of the area undisturbed so animals there can potentially recolonize the site after the 30-month mining period is over. Still,
I don't like the thought of messing up a pristine environment. I would rather see the deep sea stay unimpacted by human activities, but that's not a very rational view.
But George Woodwell at the Woods Hole Research Institute has a much more visceral reaction to destroying any deep ocean hot spring.
The organisms that have evolved to inhabit them are specially adapted to those places, and they are well worth examining, looking at them. They are one of the wonders of the earth to be preserved, as far as I'm concerned.
Woodwell argues it's time to stop degrading the earth to sustain our consumptive lifestyles.
So I don't have any sympathy for the idea that we should be mining the seafloor at this late stage in the development of the industrial society. We've got to be more mature than that.
Samantha Smith from Nautilus Minerals says our hunger for metals keeps growing, so mining will happen somewhere.
What we're looking at here is more of a holistic view that, you know, maybe going to the seafloor makes environmentally and socially a lot more sense.
The mining activity is set to start toward the end of next year, and if it's successful, it could be the beginning of a whole new industry operating far from public view and so far with very little in the way of international rules and regulations. Richard Harris, NPR News.